Exclusive: House Republicans, passing border bill will send message to Joe Biden about ending Title 42. By Sean Moran on May 11, 2023. House Republicans told Breitbart News that the passage of their border bill will send President Joe Biden a message about their seriousness in stopping the cartels and the border crisis. Biden on Thursday will end Title 42, a federal public health authority that aims to control the border. In 2020, then-President Donald Trump invoked the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Title 42 authority to quickly remove illegal aliens from the border and move them back to their native countries as part of the administration's mission to combat the coronavirus pandemic. Breitbart News's John Binder noted in his explainer article about Title 42 that when Title 42 ends, there will likely be roughly 400,000 border crossers and illegal aliens arriving at the border every month, which exceeds the populations of cities such as New Orleans, Louisiana, Tampa, Florida, and Cleveland, Ohio. Watch, TX Governor Abbott, Biden's ending of Title 42 will lead to 4.7 million illegal border crossings a year. A report suggests that the Biden Department of Homeland Security, DHS, will likely free border crossers directly into American communities once Title 42 ends. Representative Ashley Hinson, ARYA, told Breitbart News that Republicans will take action to combat America's porous open border, saying, "The administration knew this looming deadline was coming and did nothing to avert the complete human and security catastrophe we're already seeing play out, with a tidal wave of illegal immigration completely overwhelming our southern border." Meanwhile, congressional Democrats introduced legislation that would grant 11 million plus illegal immigrants a pathway to citizenship, totally out of touch with reality and the crisis we're facing. "Republicans are taking common sense action to secure our border, combat illegal immigration, and keep Americans safe." The Iowa conservative also noted that House Democrats unveiled legislation that would grant amnesty to more than 11 million illegal aliens. She wrote, "House Democrats just put forward a plan that would grant 11 million plus illegal immigrants a pathway to U.S. citizenship, further incentivizing illegal immigration during the worst border crisis in modern history. Out of touch with reality." Representative Linda Sanchez, DCA, introduced the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2023, backed by House Democrat leadership, including House Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY. House Republicans passed the Secure the Border Act of 2023, which will restart construction of the border wall, place restrictions on asylum, and institute more controls on E-Verify, among other initiatives. Representative Warren Davidson, RO, told Breitbart News in an interview, "We gotta stop the cartels. They're killing Americans. They're exploiting everybody that goes across that border. And I think this is an important day, especially as Title 42 lapses today, to send the message that the House is very serious about stopping the cartels. And it'd be great to see the Senate take up this legislation and reverse these terrible policies, because it really is having tragic consequences in our country." Related, Dem Rep. Gonzalez, "Cartels need to be targeted like terrorists. Kidnappings this weekend the tip of the iceberg." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.